Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio. The Department of Veterans Affairs, Computers, and Networks get a clean bill of health from third-party experts. The analysis comes about a year and a half after the Department of Veterans Affairs came under pretty intense scrutiny at a House Veterans Affairs Committee hearing for having major cybersecurity vulnerabilities. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here today to talk about what this report finds and where VA goes next to protect veterans' data. Jason, what did the report find out about the cybersecurity of networks at VA and how they've changed since that hearing?
Well, VA hired Mandiant, which is a cybersecurity company, and became, if you will, famous over the last year for a report they did really exposing where a lot of the internet attacks are coming from, the hacks, Iran, China, North Korea, places like that. But they also obviously have a lot of skill sets in terms of the world of cybersecurity and analyzing whether agencies or organizations' networks are good. So they brought in Mandiant, and VA found that Mandiant examined its network and systems, specifically looking at domain controllers and what we'll call internet gateways. Steph Warren is the executive in charge of VA's Office of Information and Technology and its chief information officer.
They assessed where things were. They assessed the entire network in terms of looking what the threats were, with a primary focus on their domain controllers. And also, they worked our perimeter. As we've talked about, we run through ticks or four gateways, so they also looked at the traffic on the gateways. And the result of their conclusion, that final report, was that none of the domain controllers had evidence of compromise, and they did not see any evidence in the logs that they reviewed or anything around those devices.
Now, when you talk about domain controllers, people may be wondering, what is that?
Yeah.
And basically, a domain controller is something on your network that if you take control of it, meaning it's a piece of software that if you hack into it and then say, I can control this, you can get anywhere in the network. You basically have access to the data and anything else that happens. So that's why this is such a big deal. It's not so much, oh, look, they hacked into it and it's a piece of malware, but what they could do once they're inside. So Mandiant also found that any evidence of data staging or theft, such as credentials for access to the network, personal information, personal health information, or any other sensitive data VA holds, was actually not taken. So that's obviously good news. The only thing that Mandiant did find is one computer was infected with malware that was trying to ping back to its botnet asking for instructions. Now, Warren says the website that the malware was trying to reach was already blocked by the agency. So really, they just took the computer offline,
yep,
cleaned it up, and it's ready to go.
Okay.
Now, Warren briefed reporters Friday about the Mandiant report and the latest data breach report sent to Congress. Now, VA provided reporters, us, with a copy of the executive summary of the Mandiant report, but said they couldn't release the entire report yet as it was still going through legal review. The executive summary says Mandiant examined 96% of the 574 VA domain controllers between July and December 2014. Industry average, just to give you some perspective, if Mandiant would come in and do it, let's say for our organization, they would only look at, let's say, 80% of our domain controllers. So Obviously they went above and beyond for VA because this was such a big concern.
Yes.
And this all stems back to that June 2013 hearing before the House Veterans Affairs Committee when it heard from auditors and Jerry Davis, a former VA Chief Information Security Officer, about VA cybersecurity problems. Both experts confirmed that VA's network had been penetrated by at least eight nation-state organizations by taking control of those domain controllers. Warren says he believes VA fixed this problem, but wanted that third-party assessment to confirm it and confirm that the domain controllers and network was free from nation-state actors. Now, at the same time, Warren fully admits, hey, this is cybersecurity. Things change all the time. So today we may be good. Tomorrow we could have some new challenges. But he feels that the Mandiant report should really help alleviate any concerns about what VA is doing to protect its network and obviously its data.
Now, we've got a lot of criticism that we covered from Congress about this domain controller problem 18 months ago when that hearing took place. What are we hearing from Capitol Hill about this report and the changes that Steph Warren claims have been made?
It almost depends who you ask about the reaction at Capitol Hill. It's one of those questions. I did ask Warren that question. He says VA Chief Information Security Officer Stan Lowe briefed members of the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee about 10 days ago.
I understand, got the briefing, walked through the details, had some really great questions in terms of where we need to respond back, and I think the team is. And as soon as we get a couple of things cleared, we'll make sure we get the rest of the document out there so you all can see it as well. Because, again, the reason I raised it in the hearing is the question's been asked. One of the things that I've been very concerned about is our most vulnerable veterans being driven away from the VA because of a concern about their data. And those are the folks we need to make sure they are coming to the VA and that we are taking the appropriate concerns, because they're the ones who need us most and they're the ones who are most fragile.
Did you get a sense that that satisfied some of the concerns that the lawmakers have talked to you about in the previous hearings?
It probably satisfied the question about the domain controllers.
Warren says he plans to continue those discussions with committee members about how VA is continuing its efforts to improve and address their concerns specifically around cybersecurity. Now, I also heard from a VA House committee staff member who says they still have some concerns about what VA presented. The staff member says, you know, given the narrow scope of Mandiant's review, VA's refusal to make the full report public, and the department's glowing characterization of the review, we are concerned the VA may be understating its network security challenges. The source goes on to say Mandiant's review focused not only on domain controllers, which could have been cleaned or rebuilt prior to the review, and further, the fact that the review only focused on the domain controllers means the rest of the more than 1 million VA network devices were not reviewed, so that obviously is more concern. The source says, according to the report, logging was either turned off or overwritten because there's not enough disk space to hold it, and they say without separate logging and appropriate of data, it's difficult to understand or determine whether a system has been compromised. I did also talk to another cybersecurity expert who did request anonymity, but is familiar with the Mandiant report, and they say the fact that the logging was turned off is akin to the company walking into a dark room and coming out saying, well, we didn't see anything, so in the future, please turn the lights on. The source says Mandiant also recommended that VA keep their system logs on a separate log server and not on the actual systems, because a common technique of hackers is to delete the logs during an intrusion and that erase their tracks, basically. Mm-hmm. So even if you think you're clean, somebody could have come in, taken data, and then erased their tracks behind them. And I think that's why the committee has some concerns about this.
What are they going to do with the information that they get in this report, whether they release it or not?
Well, I think Warren says, you know, Mandiant's findings will help them continue to make cyber improvements. They're going to take it to heart. He says that they will implement changes, and VA has to consider all three of its customers.
The consumer of IT services does, right? The folks in the VA who use these tools to provide those benefits and services to veterans. How do you educate them? How do you focus on them? The report actually hit the other two areas, which is what processes do you have in place as part of your operations or part of your security regime in terms of what do you do, what do you look at, what do you keep an eye on? They suggested some areas where we needed to change our tempos. And the third one is on a technology standpoint in terms of how did we need to tighten up areas in terms of how folks access systems and what they do in systems. And the majority of things that they recommended, we already had efforts underway as part of our plan. What it allowed us to do was to refine some things based upon what they saw. So we moved away from this is the plan to somebody going in and validating actions underway, efforts underway, and basically linking those two together and say, yep, you're on track here, but you know in this area, you're not quite aligned with what we saw in terms of how do you need to improve your local procedures and local activities.
So as you can see, that there's a lot of work to be done. It's going to be interesting to see when VA does release that final report, if they release it. I mean, that's the one thing that we all kind of were questioning. Why don't you just release it now? Mm-hmm. Well, the legal review and redactions. So there is some hesitation on VA's part. We'll see if it comes out in a week or a month, and then we'll get a better sense of what it actually says. Now, related to this, but not necessarily in response to the Mandiant report, Warren is actually starting a tour of field offices and facilities this week to discuss cybersecurity and other technology challenges more broadly and other opportunities across the VA. He says he'll be visiting Atlanta, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa, Alabama this week, and he says he's going to spend the last week of every month or the first week of every month, depending on his schedule, visiting field offices and facilities around the country to address these broad technology challenges.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. And the part of this that I think is the most potentially troubling is this concept that we don't have a sense, based on some of the sources that you talked to, that Mandiant was really looking at everything that they could have looked at as effectively as they could have. It doesn't sound like they were presented with the opportunity to be as fully informed as they could have been to then render an opinion.
Well, when you turn logs off, and I think that's the key piece to this, you don't know what you don't know.
Right,
so you could come in and say, yeah, it looks good from at this point in time, but what happened 6 months ago, or what happened 8 months ago, or if the logs get refreshed every 3 months, you don't know what happened in those previous 3 months. So to say, well, this was a 6-month report, you know, it all depends how long the logs were for. I mean, I don't know. Steph did not talk about whether the logs are held for 6 months or 9 months or a year or 1 month. So we don't really get a sense of how long, how far back they looked at to say, yes, this is clean or not. But at the same time, I don't think Mandiant's going to put themselves out there if they weren't sure about what they're looking at. And if they had some more serious concerns, I think they would have explained that in the report. And I know from, you know, that because of the briefing on Capitol Hill, if what VA was putting out there was just so dead wrong and you know, they were just so, the truth was so bent,
yeah.
I think while the committee staffer was pretty harsh, I think they would have been a lot more aggressive if they thought that VA really was in a lot more trouble or was saying untruths.
Well, I want to be clear. I'm not suggesting that Mandiant doesn't know what it was looking at. But when I read a line that says logging was either turned off or overwritten because there wasn't enough disk space to hold it, as you just said, if you don't have a log record, you don't have a log record and you don't have a way to ascertain what did or didn't happen on that network. And absent that, I wonder how you can render an effective, comprehensive opinion about what happened and what didn't happen.
Right. And I think that's why when the full report comes out, we'll get a better sense of what they were able to do and what they were able to look at. And then it's going to be interesting to see what the Hill does. Does the House Veterans Affairs Committee call another hearing around cyber and review the Mandiant report in public?
I'll bet you a dollar that happens. I'll
bet me a dollar.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a good bet
for me.
They end up owing you a dollar on that one.
The other element of that sentence that I want to touch on before we run out of time, overwritten because there wasn't enough disk space to hold it, that implies a resource problem, or at least an allocation of resources problem, or maybe a prioritization problem. Am I off the mark there?
No, I think you're right. I mean, with all the cloud and everything you can do in the cloud nowadays, and you know, memory, if you will, RAM is so cheap, you should never, quote unquote, run out of disk space. So it's interesting of why they're in that situation. Now, we don't know the inner workings of their network, and mm-hmm. maybe they're dealing with older technology, and that's why, and the upgrades, and there's a lot of what ifs. But you're right, it just is a bit of a head scratcher.